Jake Weimer, unfortunately for you, you wandered into Villopoto's motorhome, and now I have to get you. Good job tonight. Great race. And you have to be pretty relieved after weeks of frustration.
Yeah, I mean, the last few weeks have been rough for sure, but I was frustrated, but I wasn't frustrated like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm in such a bad spot. It was more just frustration of situations and circumstances and not, you know, the results were not good, but I was never really like super frustrated with the way I rode aside from Oakland. Oakland, I didn't ride well, but other than that, I felt like I've been pretty happy with how I've rode. So it's good tonight I started towards the front in both heat and main, and nothing blazing, but just rode solid, and it was a good night.
Good battle with Dungy at the end, and I guess your shifter broke off?
Yeah, he hit me and busted my shifter off.
Well, you know, all of us clowns in the media are like, hey, we want to see aggressiveness from Dungy. He lets things happen, kind of doesn't show a lot of aggressiveness, so maybe we have to blame for this. Angry Dungy.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
Anything you felt was out of line or dirty or anything like that?
I mean, I would say his very first move that he put on me, it wasn't really dirty, but he basically came to a stop and looked at me.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, wow. Like, that's a little surprising. Right. So, you know, I guess, obviously I've been asked a few times already, and I guess answer is, dude, I'm way out of the championship hunt. Right. I got nothing to lose. So.
Do you want to be making enemies? That type of thing?
Yep.
Him, if you're him.
I wouldn't. I mean, he's trying to race for a championship. I'm way out of it. It's not my goal to go out there and try and take anybody out or, you know, hope that I get in some just bar banging battle. That's not my deal right now. I'm trying to get good starts, start with the guys that are faster than me, try and hang on to them as long as I can, try and learn from them. That's what I'm focused on. But, I mean, whatever. It is what it is. I'm, you know.
Where do you think he was faster than you? Where did you notice that he was gaining on you?
Well, I don't really know because he was.
He got a big lead.
Behind. No, I saw him. I saw him coming. Right. And I would say, kind of lap. I would assume around 8, 9 till probably 15 when he was basically on me. I was so by myself for so long that I think it just kind of gave me too much time to kind of think to myself. And just. That was probably, you know, my fault for sure. But my right arm got a little bit pumped up and. From probably, you know, around 8, 9 to 15, I didn't felt like I rode very good. But once he got on me, I felt like, you know, at least I fought, and that's what I needed to do and, you know, get a little more aggressive and fight for it. So, unfortunately, I lost the fight, but I fought.
Still a good ride. Still happy with the night. You're not. It's not a question of, damn, I blew second. It's a question of or it's a thing of, hey, I got third. I got on the box.
Yeah, I mean, looking back at it, I think that I should have gotten second, but I didn't. And, you know, I think the positive thing I got to take from it is that coming here this weekend, I kept sitting on the line. I kept telling myself, you know, be ready to fight. You need to fight harder. You know, you need to fight to stay up there. So I felt like I did that. And so that's, you know, that's the positive I take out of it. And another podium. I'm going to be back next weekend and everything's good.
Going to Florida. Happy? Looking forward to it?
Yeah, I think it'll be good. You know, I think everybody knows that our tracks are, the dirt's better there, so it's a little bit better riding day to day, and yeah,
you get out of the rat race. That's California with all the bros and all the shows and all the things you got to do and all that.
Yeah, dude, the sickos, those are my boys. So no, I'm kidding, but seriously, no, I mean it makes sense to be in California when we were there, and it makes sense to go to Florida now. So yeah, we're just going with the flow.
Well, I'm glad you did well tonight. That means you'll answer some text messages, so thanks.
Maybe. Depends on how nice you are to me.
Thank you.